Today, then, on your county with North Yorkshire County Council, we are talking to some youth MPs. For people who don't know what they are, give us a bit of an explanation of who you are, what your roles are, and what that actually means.
I'm Evie, and then I'm the MYP for Selby, Richmond and North Allerton. And basically, I'm just lesser role than a normal MP. So obviously, I don't get to vote properly in Parliament. But we can influence legislation. We go and we campaign for different motions and different things within our areas, whether that can be like a devolved motion or whether it can be more of a national campaign. And basically, I'm just representing people in all of those three areas and the things that they want us to push.
And how old are you, Evie?
I'm 17.
I'm Eden Mayer Shackleton. I'm the Member of Youth Parliament for the Harrogate and Skipton constituency, and I am 16. And as well as my role as being an MYP, I'm also the chair of the Harrogate Youth Council. So that works similarly at different campaigns that will run yearly. At the moment, we are looking at mental health and a campaign called Money Matters, which focuses on a curriculum for life. So we take those issues and look at them on a national level, but also on a local scale.
And I know that late last year, in November, you took a trip to the House of Commons. Why did you go down, and what happened when you were there?
Each year we have a Make Your Mark ballot, which is the biggest campaign or biggest runoff within the Youth Parliament year, and young people across the country vote on their top issues that they want us to take forward to the House of Commons. So the top five that are voted nationally, we go and debate within the lower chamber in front of the Speaker of the Commons, John Bercow. And then we vote on three different issues that we want to become campaigns. So the three that were decided on this year were Curriculum for Life, Votes at 16, and then protecting the rights of LGBT communities.
So let's go a bit more into those then. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Should we go for Curriculum for Life?
Okay, start us off with Curriculum for Life then.
So the Curriculum for Life motion has been going for quite a few years now, but I suppose it's kind of come to a pinnacle this year with being chosen as our national campaign for the Youth Parliament. And involved in that, we look at issues with money and finances. So we understand that young people leaving education may come with knowledge of their basic subjects, but with how to finance their studies later on, if it's university or finding apprenticeships, we understand that that can be difficult. So that's one aspect of it. And then there's also the more social side of Curriculum for Life, which would look at relationships, well-being. I suppose under that comes mental health as well. And that would be incorporated within the whole topic. So it is really important, and it has been recognised across the country. And it's something that we want to implement not only in schools, but within society as a whole, through looking at different youth groups that we can set up to really raise awareness of the fact that young people want a curriculum that can take them forward in life, not just in education.
So what happens then with Curriculum for Life? What do you mean when you're starts a campaign then?
So the British Youth Council and the Youth Parliament will then take that forward on a national scale. So all members of Youth Parliament across the country will set up local campaigns and encourage the national campaign to really endeavour to ensure that it's fully carried out to the best it possibly can be, and taking it into local schools so that the real impact is heard on a local level as well.
And let's talk about lowering the voting age to 16. So this is obviously something that you would both, I presume, be keen on. Would both of you like a vote?
I think it's quite a controversial issue.
Is it? Okay.
I wouldn't say all young people are for the motion. I know that me and Evie have expressed views that would go on the other side of the argument for Vote 616. However, the majority have ruled that it will be a campaign for the future. So that is something that we have to take on board, and we have to listen to the general consensus that this is something that young people want, despite us having our own personal views on the issue. But this would involve young people being able to vote in referendums and in general elections, under the kind of idea that we're able to go into jobs, into full-time employment, and we can start paying taxes and things like that. So I suppose there is argument for it being a really important part.
I would second everything that Eden said, because obviously as MYPs, we have to go off of what the young people have voted, and the young people have voted for Votes at 16, so of course I'm going to campaign for that. Personally, I can speak for myself, I am not pro Votes at 16 for numerous reasons. I personally would argue that we, again, linking to Curriculum for Life, if making PHSE compulsory within schools, we need a political education before we vote at 16.
We will see then. 2018 is an exciting year. This time next year, you could have, well, one of you will definitely have the vote because you'll be 18 this time next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an exciting year, so we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm.